And so the waves on the enchanted lake rise up, consuming the lovers, drowning Odette the Swan and Siegfried, her loyal prince, and so breaking the spell of the evil sorcerer. The final moments of the suite, drawn from the ballet music for Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky, in a performance given by the MDR, Leipzig Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Christian Järvi. One of nine concerts last September, given over 9 days in the Concert Hall of Romanian Radio as part of their third annual music festival. Well, that brings us to the close of Radio 3 in Concert for tonight. Join me if you can next Sunday when Bernard Haitink conducts Orchestra Mozart in music by Beethoven and Schumann. That's at the same time, 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3. In the meantime, let me wish you a good week and indeed a good night.
That was Ian Skelly with his regular Sunday evening programme looking at some recent music making from across Europe. The recordings are made available to the BBC by the European Broadcasting Union. And tomorrow night at the same time, we have a performance of Haydn's oratorio, The Creation. Sir Roger Norrington conducts the London Philharmonic Choir and Orchestra, and that's tomorrow evening at 7:30.
Walks are a bit like songs. They're passed on, you know.
On BBC Radio 4.
You've got fast ones and you've got slow ones, you know, you've got sad ones and you've got happy ones. It's kind of linked in with our musical culture, I think, as well.
Step along the path of history with Claire Balding.
We're walking in the footsteps of those who marched, or in this case, who trudged in the height of the potato famine.
Ramblings returns with a commemorative walk in County Mayo next Thursday afternoon at 3 on BBC Radio 4.
Here on BBC Radio 3, Simon Hayes will be here a little later with this week's Early Music Late. And this week, a programme of Handel and Telemann, a concert from last year's Bruges Early Music Festival by the group Arcangelo. And that's Early Music Late at 10:15 tonight. Before that, at a few minutes after 9 o'clock now, it's time for this week's Drama on Three, a psychological thriller, Jenny Lomas. It's introduced by its writer, David Eldridge.
Who do you believe? I mean, what's real and what's in someone's head? So says Jenny Lomas early on in my play. Acres of newsprint have been and will be expended on our scary post-truth world. A world where the powers of our collective secret states feel infinitely multiplied by the opportunities of the internet. But the condition of paranoia is one that's been around for as long as human beings have tried to make sense of their time on this earth. And I suppose the union of our contemporary concerns and an interest in the way people can be when they feel frightened or threatened is what drove me to write this play.
Is the behoof
and meet? It was
When I think about what unsettles me, it goes back to when I was a little girl. And I have pored over it when I've needed to talk to someone, you know, when I'm having a period of feeling anxious, except I haven't talked to anyone about it until now. I didn't like the way my uncle's eyes fell upon me. You know, when I was little, I never went near him, and I think I can trace the things I've done in my life back to him, to then, that sense of unease. When I think about how frightened I was when I played with my dolls. Come on! Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm fine.
You're cross.
I'm not.
I don't know what's wrong with it.
Get rid of it, Jen.
Oh, I should have just got the tube in the first place.
It's a wreck.
I haven't the time to hunt around for a car right now.
Cheers.
Cheers. Can you just give me like 10 minutes to do my makeup?
That's fine.
I'm so bloody annoying.
It's fine.
Listen, Ollie, I'm really sorry, but I don't think I can stay.
Why?
I need to email council and I can't do that here.
So are we...
Yeah, we're going to lunch.
The others will be there.
Yeah, we'll have a nice lunch.
Right.
Don't be shitty with me.
I'm not.
And look, we'll come back here and we can have a lie down.
Shag and go. Nice.
Ollie, don't be like that. I feel anxious about getting everything done as it is.
Then stay.
Feel knotted up.
Are you in court tomorrow?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
But do we have to do another 6 months of this?
What? Well, now?
Trekking across London.
Let's not now, please.
Look, I'm happy to live here.
Go and do your makeup.
Don't shut me down.
I'm not.
How was your morning?
I had a lie-in. I'm red.
Lucky you.
And I went for a run.
Oh, cool.
Just around Tooting Common. It's the Polish case.
Yes, it's the Polish case.
Ugh.
Set my alarm for 5.
Crap.
Council emailed me at about midnight and I didn't want to cancel lunch, so...
Thanks.
I don't know. She's worried, but I can't see the child being returned to Warsaw.
Huh? Why?
Well, it's settled pretty quickly and she doesn't want to go back to her dad.
Well, that doesn't sound too contentious.
She wants to be with her mum. There's some alleged DV, some obvious risk of physical and emotional harm.
So why has your barrister got the wind up her?
I don't know.
Is she just leaving everything till the last minute?
That's more than that. The dad's in the Polish civil service. He's very wealthy. Friends all over the place. Council's hinted she's had some sort of pressure put on her, but she wouldn't discuss it with me.
Well, that's not good.
Well, she dismissed it as froth, but I think it's been dealt with by a head of chambers, and I'm sure she'll take it up with the judge tomorrow.
That sounds alarming.
I've never heard of anything like it. And there's something up with the mother.
Right.
She keeps hinting there's more she's not told us.
Look, are you going to get ready, Jen?
Yes, sorry.
Go on.
I'm sorry. I can't stay, Ollie.
I know you are, darling.
It's as flat as a pancake.
So?
Well, I think it just needs a new battery, but it'd be better if I towed it back and had a look.
Okay. Thanks for walking round.
That's all right.
No, I appreciate it.
Well, you're a busy lady.
It really is a help, thank you.
It's an old car.
I know, my boyfriend thinks I should get a new one.
Well, it's not for me to interfere, but, you know, maybe you should listen to your boyfriend.
I will.
Listen, there's a nice Fiesta. Only 6 years old, in very good nick, I can show you.
I think a service for this one just now.
Oh, well. Well, yeah, I'm happy to take your money, sweetheart, but, you know, sometimes it's best if it goes to the scrapyard in the sky, you know what I mean?
Do you need anything else?
No, I don't think so. First hearing.
What do you think he'll do?
I wouldn't presume to hazard a guess.
But if you had to say?
We'll agree to indirect contact and be in and out in half an hour.
Really?
The learned judge is nothing if not efficient, Miss Lomas.
Mum's bought their passports.
Good. You don't think she'll run again?
No.
Good. But better to have the passports in case.
No sign of father or father's counsel?
They'll be here.
Maria's very frightened.
Pardon?
Mum. She's very frightened.
Yes. She is anxious.
She is.
Naturally.
It's just before she comes
back... But she must try and relax.
Her husband's a powerful man.
I don't know if it's her natural disposition, but she does look very guilt-ridden.
I think she feels some guilt. I think that's natural.
Well, I don't think it's a problem necessarily, and obviously she feels fearful, but she just seems to be dripping with guilt.
Well, I don't think being frightened of someone who beat you up and locked you in the wine cellar and feeling guilty about the end of a marriage are mutually exclusive emotional states. Do you?
Did the father really lock her in the cellar?
Yes, I think so.
Don't encourage her, Miss Lomas.
I'm not.
We don't want anyone to think we've got a nut job on our hands.
She's not.
Where's Violetta?
Oh, she's with her grandmother. I think they've gone to the Natural History Museum.
Good.
Maria said Violetta's father's a pervert.
I beg your pardon.
I asked her what she meant, but then she calmed up. Ah, sorry. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Jenny Lomas speaking.
Hello. Yeah, it's Christos from N8 Motors.
Hi.
Listen, you've got 5 minutes.
I'm sorry, I'm at work.
Well, it's important.
I really can't.
Well, just 2 minutes?
I'm a solicitor. I'm at court. I'm really sorry. Can I call you back later?
Okay. Can you come later?
What time do you close?
5:30.
Tomorrow morning, maybe I can...
Okay. Well, I'll be there at 8 o'clock. I need to show you something. You must come.
Okay. Bye.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's my car.
Oh.
What was the thing with the other side putting the thumb screws on?
Well, Well, I had some charming handwritten fan mail delivered to Chambers.
Really?
Apparently, if I don't drop it, I'm going to end up in a pot of bigos.
Bigos?
Polish hunter stew.
Wow.
They didn't say exactly what I should drop, but I think I get the inference. Wouldn't you say?
My God, I'm so sorry.
It's a childish scrawl. We'll see what Mr. Justice Robertson makes of it. Oh, looks like the other side are here.
Ready?
Absolutely. Would you give Maria a call?
Mm-hmm. I like the law. I do like it. I like the sense of certainty it can give you. Although family law often feels like it's nothing but grey areas. You know, all of human misery's there. All of it. Parents at war, and vulnerable children in need of protection. And who do you believe? I mean, what's real and what's in someone's head? I just often end up thinking the law's just a bunch of words on paper, but I like them. I like it.
Christos!
Oh, lady, your car.
Don't worry.
I'm sorry, everything is gone.
Please.
I wanted to show you something.
Don't worry about my car.
Everything is gone, my whole life.
No, what happened?
It's a fire last night. That's it. And everything is gone. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about me.
All my customers upset is there.
My car was a wreck anyway. Look, please, if there's anything I can do.
Lady.
I'll call my insurer. Just please don't worry. You have so much to do.
I must show you something.
Honestly, I need to get to work.
Hey, you must let me.
Okay.
I found something.
Found what?
In your car.
Okay.
Yeah, I took it out and I put it in the office.
What is it?
Everything's gone now. I'm burned.
What did you find, Christos?
What?
He found a tracker.
A what?
It was draining the battery.
A tracker?
Yeah, a GPS tracker in my car.
Someone's been tracking you?
I've had a look online.
At what?
At them.
Trackers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them are microphones too.
But slow down.
I'm actually quite freaked out.
Are you absolutely sure?
Ollie, I made him repeat it 3 times.
Look, the guy's garage had burned down.
Exactly.
You don't think he was a little...
What?
Strung out?
He's seen them before. He said it was quite old, quite an old device.
Wow.
Aren't you scared?
It's a bit hard to take in.
You can get them quite small now. I looked online.
Why would someone want to watch you in that way?
Don't you get it?
What?
It's the Polish case.
What about it?
I told you on Sunday.
I'm sorry,
Council's had a threat.
You didn't say it was a threat.
Well, it was.
But you said something about pressure.
Yeah, well, someone sent her a threatening letter.
Saying what?
That she'd end up in a pot of hunter stew.
I'm sorry if this is absurd.
Don't you laugh.
This is crazy.
I'm telling you.
What, have you got it?
No.
Where is it?
I don't know. The whole carriage is burned down. Council didn't even raise a threatening note with the judge in the end.
Well, she obviously didn't take it that seriously.
Oh, she should have.
Shall I call the garage?
I don't even know if their phones are working.
But I can walk around before work.
You don't believe me.
I'm just trying to process it.
You are staying.
Jen, when do I ever come to yours and not stay?
I was just asking.
You have been tired.
Oh, and what's that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying, you've been tired. The Polish case.
I am not making this up.
Okay.
I'm scared, okay?
Okay.
You'd be scared if you found out someone had planted a tracker on your car, okay?
Okay. So, say someone's done this. Why would anyone do that? Why would this Polish politician...
He's a civil servant.
But the car's a runaround. What's there to track? A run into Crouch End, a nip into Waitrose?
You know, civil servant is often a code.
For what?
The intelligence services.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. This is absurd.
It's not, Ollie. I think I need to tell someone.
Like who?
I don't know.
Who?
The police.
Jenny, you have no evidence and your witness is a mad Greek mechanic who's beside himself because his garage is burned down.
Oh, don't be like that. He's not mad.
He sounds mad.
Wouldn't you be alarmed?
What was the cause of the fire?
It's probably a junkie who broke in.
Look. You said it, the man's distraught, he's lost his business, everything.
He's not a crazy. I've always taken my car there.
I know.
He's not crazy and I'm not going crazy.
Did he say if he found it before the fire or in the wreckage?
Before. He rang me.
Are you sure?
I can't remember.
He probably picked your sat-nav out of the shell of the car, and it looked a bit burnt and weird.
Oh, I can't talk to you when you're being so dismissive.
What exactly do you expect me to say, Jenny?
I don't know. I just want you to make me feel better.
And I will. Come here.
Blossom, how are you? How's my girl? Oh, crap. Thanks for coming so quickly.
No problem.
Wasn't expecting a detective to be H.
Pardon?
To be honest. Sorry.
Can you show me the door that was open when you came home?
Yeah, well, it's there.
Well, doesn't seem to be any sign of a forced entry.
No, there wasn't.
And the back door was wide open as well?
Yes, it was.
Are you sure that you locked up?
Yes, I did, officer.
Michael's fine.
I've checked and nothing seems to be missing.
Good.
It's just alarming.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm pretty on point about locking up and things like that.
Okay, good.
Probably a bit OCD, obsessive compulsive.
Yeah, I know what it means.
I've not touched anything.
Okay.
If you wanted to see if you can get any fingerprints or...
Well, you don't seem to have been burgled.
No.
So who has the keys?
Just me, Mum and Dad, but they're in St. Albans. My boyfriend and my cleaner.
And no problems with your cleaner?
Oh, God, no.
Now, how long have you been?
5 years. She's Hungarian.
And no problems with your family and boyfriend?
Absolutely not.
And he works?
Yes.
Well, there wouldn't seem any reason.
No, I really wasn't expecting a detective. I must say, I'm impressed.
I was nearby.
I feel like a total arse now.
Don't worry. So there's no one who you've rubbed up the wrong way? No one who has a grudge?
Well, I'm a solicitor.
Right.
So you hear stories.
Or like what?
A colleague had some nails scattered on a drive, and another colleague had some cat litter dumped all over his windscreen once.
Yeah, but nothing like that with you.
No. There was one thing.
Yeah, go on.
I had a problem with my car starting.
Right.
And I had it towed to the garage and they found something.
Okay, what did they find?
The garage manager, he's quite an excitable fellow. Well, he said he'd found a tracker. That it was quite an old one, but it was draining the battery on the car.
So have you got it?
Well, no. God, I can't quite believe I'm saying this, but...
What?
The garage burned down the next day.
The garage burned down?
Yeah.
Where?
In Crouch End.
Right.
I think it was a vagrant or a junkie or... someone that had broken in.
Yeah, well, it does happen.
It's being investigated. I thought you might have heard.
Well, I'm not from Harrogate, Nick.
Oh?
No. No, I don't work there.
Excuse me, where exactly are you from?
I work for a different department.
Excuse me, but can I see your warrant card, please?
Yeah, sure, yeah. I work for Counter-Terrorism Command.
Oh.
So is there anyone you've had sent down recently?
No, I'm a family lawyer.
A family lawyer?
Yes.
You're not a criminal lawyer?
No.
Right, so is there any client who...
You work for Counter-Terrorism Command?
I'm just trying to get a handle here.
I can't discuss my clients, and thanks for sharing with me your credentials, but I think... Well, I'm thrown.
I have spoken to the mechanic.
To Christos?
Yes, he's made no such statement.
Okay.
It was arson. Some aggrieved punter who wanted a refund after his head gasket went.
Right.
Yeah, Christos wouldn't play ball, and the gentleman, fancying himself as some sort of plastic gangster, burned the poor Greek's garage down. I understand the chap's now in custody.
And the tracker?
What tracker?
You work for Counter-Terrorism Command?
Yes, correct.
Why are you here?
There was no tracker.
He said there was.
You know, your job must be very stressful.
Sometimes.
Perhaps you misheard.
I didn't, honestly.
No, that Greek was in a bad way. Maybe it was your sat-nav or something.
Yeah, that's what my boyfriend said.
Well, there you go. Sounds like you got yourself a very sensible young man.
I beg your pardon?
You said it yourself. Christos is an excitable chap.
I was expecting a car and a couple of PCs.
Yeah, I understand you're involved in a Polish case.
I'm sorry.
I'm leaving my number.
What's that got to do with...
If anything else untoward happens, you just give me a ring.
What the hell has this got to do with the Polish case?
Look, we get it. Violetta means the world to her parents. And they're bound to do everything they can to get what they think is best for her. I mean, who doesn't do everything that they can for their children? Rational people who might ordinarily listen to a quiet word of advice pay no heed. But Maria should be wary of making, shall we say, wilder allegations. Her estranged husband is of interest to lots of different people, and making wild and serious allegations will only open a can of worms.
Who the hell are you?
You have a job to do, and so do we. So let us manage things. And do impress upon Maria there really is no need for her to, shall we say, go that step further.
Who the hell are you?
Good night, Jenny. And make sure you lock up when you go to work.
Well, what do you want to discuss, Jenny?
Why didn't you raise the poison pen letter you received with the judge?
I thought it a distraction.
Did anyone warn you off?
I thought the judge may have felt we were veering towards paranoia.
I am feeling quite paranoid right now.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Why is that?
Has anything else odd happened?
Relating to what?
The Polish case.
Not at all. Really, I think all our efforts should be applied towards the next hearing, don't you?
Yes, but...
Look, I have a lot to do this morning, and I'm sure you do too.
I had a break-in. A policeman visited me, actually a counter-terrorism guy, and he asked me to let him know if anything disconcerting happened.
Really? Miss Lomas, I'm at a loss.
Someone got into my flat.
And was anything stolen?
No, but...
Well then.
The guy from SO15 mentioned the Polish case. Someone's been in my flat. There was a tracker on my car.
I thought your car was a write-off.
Forgive me, but I think something's going on here. With you.
Well, if you don't wish me to continue, I'm sure your firm can find someone else.
He warned me not to allow Maria to make wilder allegations.
I see.
What are you keeping from me?
Nothing.
You know we need to work together.
I am aware of that fact.
So can you tell me, please, what's going on?
This is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. These things have happened.
Jenny, I can't be clearer. I decided not to raise the letter with the judge because I didn't think it was all that relevant.
Fine.
Are you unhappy?
Pardon?
You don't seem happy.
Oh, well, I'm not.
I mean in general.
Oh, thanks.
Look, I've been around the block long enough to know that feeling. Stressed.
I am not stressed.
You sound very stressed.
I am not. Don't you say I'm stressed as well. Okay, I am stressed.
It must have been very shocking, your car being destroyed like that.
It was. It is.
And someone entering your home.
I feel invaded.
You must do.
I just like you to take what I'm saying seriously.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
A simple question.
Okay.
What gain for Violetta's father is there? Why would he seek to intimidate his estranged wife's legal team?
For obvious reasons.
Such as?
We advise Maria to give in and go back to Poland.
That's all you have? From an experienced and respected solicitor at family law, poppycock.
We don't know what sort of pressure he's putting on Maria.
We'd know.
Undisclosed.
We'd know. She wouldn't be able to tell us fast enough, and we'd slap an injunction on him in the blink of an eye.
Okay. Oh, okay. And what about the detective?
Granted, that's odd. But the father's a powerful man. I'd expect our people to keep tabs on these people when they drift into our orbit. Wouldn't you?
Our people?
Yes. Well, your visitor does sound like he made an odd and convenient visit.
What are you saying?
Oh, he was probably someone who works for the government. I think we keep an eye on our allies as well as our enemies, don't you think?
What are you saying?
The Polish government is very right-wing these days.
Are you saying a spook paid me a visit?
Perhaps. Maybe the case is on their radar.
This is actually making me feel worse.
I suspect the fire was just coincidence, but maybe our people see a deal may be done.
Whatever do you mean?
Well, the path is smoothed on the return of Violetta to her father in Warsaw, and father is then in the debt of Her Majesty's government forevermore.
Do you believe this?
Perhaps gaining entry into your flat was a pretext for a conversation in a non-threatening manner to see what he could wheedle out of you.
I'm not breaching client confidentiality for anyone.
And quite right too.
It was a warning.
You're sure of that?
He couldn't have been clearer. And the tracker, the letter you received is too much.
Have you considered that perhaps the author of the poison pen letter I received was closer to home?
From who?
Maria. She has the most to gain.
No, I know her. She would never, ever...
not do everything she could to keep Violetta in the UK with her?
But what about the tracker?
Did you see it?
No, Christos told me about it.
What did he tell you?
Well, that he'd found it.
And it was destroyed with your car?
I guess.
And has the garage manager reported this to the police?
I don't know.
Well, then.
The detective, the guy, he said Christos hadn't mentioned it in his statement.
There, then.
He said they got the culprit, actually.
That's it, then.
I feel like my mind's playing tricks.
Sometimes it does. A coincidence, and perhaps an attempt from above to meddle. That's all. How are things coming along with Maria's statement?
She said there's something she'd not told us.
I see.
I told her we need to know everything.
Jenny, how are things at home?
At home?
Yes. How are things at home?
The uncle, the one whose eyes fell upon me as a child, he hung himself when I was in my 20s. No one saw it coming. There was no explanation, nothing. He just took himself to Epping Forest early one morning and climbed a tree. He was still warm when a dog walker found him. I can't tell you, it filled me with despair. And this odd sense of loss. I felt like I've been denied an explanation. Forever.
5 minutes, I reckon.
Okay. Oh, crap.
What's up?
It's my email.
Your work email?
No, that's fine.
What then?
It's my personal email. It keeps downloading loads of extra copies of everything.
Jen, just put it away.
It's infuriating.
Dinner's gonna be 5 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
Put that thing down.
Why would I be getting all these emails?
I don't know, Jen.
It's never happened before.
You're not in court tomorrow?
No.
Then put that thing away and look at it when you get into the office. And walk up to IT or down to IT or wherever it is.
Oh, thanks for being so supportive.
I am, genuinely.
No, really.
I went and shopped on my way home and I've been up since 6 this morning and I'm tired, but I did it. And I've cooked.
Oh, well, bully for you. It's funny how men make a song and a dance about doing a few chores or rattling a few pans.
Jen.
This is all odd.
What? That's quite enough, thanks.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm putting it away so we can get 2 minutes here before I dish up dinner.
Okay, fine.
Jen.
So you didn't say anything about what Council said about all the weird stuff?
It's because she sounded crazy.
That's a bit insulting.
In fact, she sounds as crazy as you do. It's just that you think you're being harassed by a Polish diplomat.
Civil servant.
Like I care.
What's got into you?
What's got into me?
Yes, actually.
Your Council thinks that spies are involved.
Ollie, maybe they...
Now forgive me, but I think it's crazy. Batshit crazy, in fact.
Oliver!
You came in, you got yourself a glass of wine, sat down there, opened your laptop, and you haven't said a word to me since. Thanks.
I'm sorry. okay?
Get a grip.
Thanks. Supportive.
Excuse me, how was my day?
What?
Exactly.
Well, how was your day?
I was busy. Didn't even get out to get a sandwich. Again.
Look, I don't like these spats.
Ditto.
I think we're both overdoing it.
I guess the difference is I leave my work at my desk when I leave. Sometimes it's late, but when I come home, I come home.
I'm not working.
Then why don't you hang out with me in the kitchen?
I just wanted to try and work out why I'm getting so many copies of my emails after I delete them.
I don't know, Jen.
You know,
what?
I think something is going on.
What do you mean?
Don't you think it's weird?
What?
After everything.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Please.
How long's it been happening?
Oh, just this evening.
It's probably just a problem with the server.
Fine.
Jen.
I went onto the support page.
Well, fine.
There's no problem.
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
I need to get the cottage pie out. Come and eat with me and let's leave this nonsense for at least half an hour.
But wouldn't you be paranoid?
Yes, I probably would. Along with being tired, overworked, frustrated and a bit taken for granted.
Oh, you feel all those feelings towards me.
No. Not everything.
Not everything, thanks.
Do you see how dysfunctional we're becoming?
You know what? I think you can stick your shepherd's pie up your behind.
Cottage pie.
No one likes a clever dick.
Go home then.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
So you don't mind that I'm going back to my flat on my own with all this stuff happening to me?
Right now, I don't.
You don't actually care about me?
Jen, honestly.
Honestly what?
Come and have dinner or go home. Up to you.
Yeah, it probably is just a random fault.
Probably.
I know I probably seem like a dick.
Pass.
I just think we put a lot of unnecessary stress on ourselves, living separately.
This is not the time.
When is the time?
We don't have to discuss everything all at once.
But we're so time poor.
Why don't we bake in a chat about tomorrow night? It's just like time poor.
I'd like to move in here, you know that.
Is that a topic for discussion or a decision?
I've had enough of us trekking across London.
Okay.
And everything that's happened with my car and the break-in,
Jen.
And the fire and what my council said and now this with my email. I just don't want to be on my own.
You're not on your own.
I feel I am.
You come here whenever you want.
It's not the same as living with someone.
Jen.
I feel, literally, like my life's being watched.
I just don't know what to say.
I need you to say the right thing, right now.
Jenny.
Oliver, my love. I need you.
I know you've always got stressed out and anxious. You're working too much. And you used to have coping strategies. You ran.
Oh
you
God.
Went to the gym. You did Pilates and hot yoga.
If another person tells me that things that have actually happened to me and that I know have happened are just figments of my crazy, overworked imagination, I will literally scream and start to throw things.
Oh, crap.
Don't say that.
Can't you smell it?
What?
The cottage pie.
Ollie! The guy I was with before, Oliver, was so good-looking, and I felt so lucky that he'd chosen me. He could have had anyone he liked. He could. He really could. But he picked me. And from that moment on, from the moment he looked at me and spoke to me, I knew I'd never keep him. Honestly, I'd never allow myself to keep him. Being with him made me feel fearful. I was different. I obsessively checked his phone, his emails as well. Whenever I got the chance. Perhaps there's such a thing as karma after all. I think there is.
I can't really get to the bottom of it, Jen.
Oh.
There's no malware. Have you been in touch with your provider?
Yeah.
You could just delete your email, get a new one.
And there's a problem with my phone.
With the email on your phone?
No.
Right.
There's an echo.
An echo?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
How long has that been happening?
For about the last day.
Hmm. Well, I'd like to help, Jenny, but I don't know too much about smartphones.
I thought you...
No, I put the SIM cards in, set everyone up, make sure everything's synced, backed up.
Well, thanks anyway.
I don't mind helping with your personal email. It's just it's not one of our machines.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I am but a mere IT workhouse donkey.
Never.
We aim to please.
I really appreciate you looking.
I can see it needs resolving.
It's driving me mad.
I'm not too clever on security issues, all that sort
Honestly,
of thing.
It's...
We tend to contract that work out, but I reckon the problem lies with your provider. They've probably been hacked. They haven't realised yet.
Oh, well, I've told them, so...
It would drive me bananas.
Thanks for the sympathy.
It'll probably just turn out to be a nuisance.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think of me?
What do you mean, Jen?
Do you think I'm okay?
I don't know what you mean.
Do you think I'm crazy?
Oh, no. No, don't be silly.
I mean, anyone would get a bit thrown, wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah. Look, if you're that concerned, go to the old Bill.
Hello, Michael. You came to see me at my flat a couple of weeks ago, and you said to get in touch if... My phone's weird. Don't know if you can hear it on the message, but there's this echo. Things sound odd. My email, my personal email, keep getting dozens of copies of emails I've deleted. It's quite hard, but I'm trying to ignore it. But my phone, it's doing my head in. I use my phone all the time, and I feel like someone's listening. I feel like someone can hear everything I say, like this message. In fact, if you're listening, if someone's listening, just leave me alone.
Just leave me alone.
Just leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
I haven't done anything bad. Just leave me alone.
Just leave me alone.
I can't sleep.
I can't sleep.
I'm sleeping with a knife by my bed, and I think someone's coming to get me. Why would you leave me alone?
Leave me alone.
You don't know what this is like, it's horrible.
This is like
I can't
horrible.
Do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. Can you piss off following me? I said, can you piss off following me? Stop fucking following me! Stop fucking following me! Stop fucking following me!
I told you I'm out. I can't hear you.
Ollie, come and get
Ollie,
me.
Come
and
Give
get
me. A sec. Sorry, mate. Yeah. Jen?
Ollie, I'm followed. I'm really scared.
Followed by who?
Just please come and
Just
get
please
me.
Please come and get me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I love you. What's wrong?
Are you
You seem fine.
Well, I am, now you're here.
So, where's your stalker?
I told you he drove off.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get in a taxi and go back to my mates.
We're not going home together?
No.
Why are you being like this?
Because you're okay and there doesn't seem to be any problem.
Ollie!
Get a cab home.
Don't you believe me?
Sure, I believe you.
Well, can't you see I'm upset?
I know, that's why I spent 20 quid on a black cab getting here.
Well then...
But you seem fine now.
Ollie!
Okay, I'm going. I can see one now with his light on.
Can't believe you're doing this.
Well, I am. Taxi!
Ollie, do you love me?
Jenny, I think we could both do with a bit of time and space.
I don't.
Well, I do.
Ollie!
Go home, Jen.
I am trying. I promise. I won't say anything else about all this. I promise. I'll forget all about it. Ollie...
At school, there was a girl who sat next to me, and she blamed me for tipping paint all over the floor. It went on my shoes, and I knew my mother would go mad. The teacher, who never liked me, believed the other girl. She saw the paint on my shoes, and she just decided it was my fault. No one believed me, not even my mother. And she was unbelievably cross about my shoes. And Mum still talks about it. It's a family story. She still believes I'd been naughty. I was really quiet for weeks afterwards. I still think about it. I wonder if my mind played tricks on me and really I was the naughty girl all along. That it was me. I did it.
Here it is. It's 6 years old, it's got 75,000 miles on the clock, and I've got the full logbook, service history, all of that.
It's not a manual, no.
No.
It looks fine.
Excellent.
Can I drive it away?
Well, you could pick it up tomorrow.
I've been without my car for a fortnight now.
Well, we've tried to look after it.
And no problems starting it or anything like that?
It's just gone through the MOT and we've had a full service done at the same time.
Great!
No problem. Is there anything I can help you with?
No, I'm fine.
Did you drop your change?
Normally I come with my boyfriend.
Oh, I'm sure you can manage.
Thanks.
Well, when we had the car valeted, I think they cleaned under the seats.
Is it okay if I pop the bonnet?
Sure.
Was this one? Yeah. I hope you don't mind.
Feel free.
It's just I had a very... bad experience with my old car.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it wouldn't start, and then the garage found a tracker draining the battery, and then the garage burned down. How's that?
Really?
Yep.
So what exactly are you looking for?
Just signs.
Signs?
Yeah, signs of tampering.
I don't
I don't want you to be embarrassed.
I'm not sure what you...
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay.
See, not talking about it just makes you feel more paranoid, so I talk about it. Because whoever's doing it, whoever it is that's watching me and trying to intimidate me, wants me to feel that I'm going mad, but I'm not. These things happen. Can I look in the boot?
Do you mind if I ask you how,
Oh, yeah, I was just walking by and saw the sign.
I'm sorry, but are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm a solicitor. No flies on me.
Look, is there any chance that you can come back when my husband's home?
Oh? Why's that?
No reason.
I am fine.
Of course you are.
It's been a difficult time.
I'm sorry about that. I really am.
My boyfriend and I are on a break.
I'm sorry, but I need to lock up the car and go
now. He thinks I'm a crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not. You're fine.
You're another one, aren't you?
Look, I'm not being funny, but we should leave it there.
You think I'm crazy?
Look, do you want me to call you a cab somewhere?
I am, aren't I?
What?
I lost them.
What?
My marbles.
Right, that's it. I'm going in now.
I need to get them back.
How's Violetta?
She's fine.
Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
So, I read your draft statement. It was very useful, thank you. I know the social worker's been in touch.
She has.
But I just wanted to go over one or two things.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask about your husband.
Okay, that's
fine. He's a civil servant?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, he works for the government.
Mm-hmm. And what exactly does he do for the government?
I don't know. I...
You don't know?
I said already he works for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what exactly does he do?
I don't know.
You've never known?
No.
He's never...
When we first met, he asked me not to ask too many questions.
Really?
I don't know.
What, Maria?
Something to do with NATO? Something to do with economic affairs? I'm not sure.
With NATO? Maria, you said to me there was something else that you'd not told me, and your draft statement didn't really contain any new information. We need to know what's been going on.
I heard him talking. We were together, you know, you hear things. My Polish isn't very good, but I heard things and saw things.
What did you see?
Papers.
What kind of papers?
Government papers. You know, Violetta's very happy now, and she's very settled now. She loves seeing her nanny and granddad, and I'm happy being back in London.
That's good.
The court won't send her back.
I doubt that'll happen.
But you're not certain.
One can never be certain.
She can't go back to him.
Maria, may I ask you a direct question?
You always do.
Did you write a pretend threatening letter to counsel?
No.
I'm sorry, but I...
No, of course not.
If you did, I understand why you did it, but I'd like you to tell me, and I'd like you to know you must never do anything like that.
No way, of course I didn't.
You have a very good, strong case. Manufacturing evidence is very serious.
I didn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually hurt that you say I do that.
Okay, I apologise.
My barristers have a threatening letter?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
I said I believe you.
I told you what Violetta's father's like. He's a violent pig.
Okay. I didn't mean to alarm you.
You have.
I'm sorry. Look, let's talk about your statement, shall we?
Do that, Jenny. Got enough shit on that bastard already.
What do you mean?
I didn't say it before because I wanted as little fuss as possible, but...
But what?
My husband likes them young. You understand me? He likes them young.
What are you saying, Maria?
Why do you think we ran from Poland?
What?
I had to get Violetta away from him.
I saw a man killed once by falling scaffolding. Yeah, I was on my way to work. I'll never forget it. The way the scaffolding fell, the force of it, it nearly decapitated him. There was blood everywhere, everywhere. Other people were closer than me, but I couldn't handle it. And so I kept walking to work. I just kept walking. It was in the Evening Standard that night, and I didn't tell anyone, not a soul. It just seemed too incredible to have even witnessed it, and even reading about it later couldn't entirely convince me that what had happened was real. I just thought about the blood, the pool forming around the body for days afterwards, and then I put it out of my mind. But it's still there. Of course it is.
Lawson! Mommy's home! Where are you? You hungry?
Hi, it's Oliver. I can't get to the phone right now, but leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Oliver, I know you don't want to talk to me. Something's happened. Something really terrible's happened, and the police have been round. Please call me. I love you. I miss you. Hello, Ollie.
flat's been turned upside down, Jen.
What?
I'm scared, Jen. I'm scared.
Poor Blossom.
What did the police say?
Aggravated burglary.
That's a nice way of putting it.
I feel sick.
So do I.
Sick to my stomach.
I'm sorry I didn't believe you.
What did the police say to you?
I haven't even called them.
You have to.
I locked up and just came.
Well, we need to tell them we both had break-ins and they'll see.
Did you call that man?
What man?
Who paid you a visit?
Oh, the blind's dead.
Was it just Blossom?
As far as I could see.
God.
That door was open again.
God.
The police think I disturbed the burglar.
I hope she didn't suffer.
I can't think about it.
What sick bastard would do that to a poor cat?
If I...
Where are we going to go?
What do you mean?
Tonight.
Well, I can't stay at mine. I'll need to go back, but...
Let's tell them about my place and then just go back there. It'll be late, but...
It's the Polish case, Ollie. It's got to be. Maria came in to talk about her statement and she's made all sorts of allegations against her husband.
Like what?
That he's a violent paedophile.
Oh, my God.
I'm certain he's a spook.
Oh, my God.
I've got to be honest, Ollie, that... I'd normally treat all these allegations with a degree of scepticism at this stage, because Maria's never said any of this previously, and I would have thought it would be the first thing she mentioned.
She's scared.
She is.
So am I.
So am I. I'm thinking of just walking away from the case.
Come on, let's go back to mine.
Ollie, look at this.
What's it?
Look at the subject header.
Oh, Christ.
Shall I open it?
What's that file?
Oh, it's a video file.
Don't click on it.
Come on.
Jen.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't want us to see what he looks like.
Hi, Jenny. Sorry I've been screwing around with your email, but I wanted to get your attention. You need to come and see me. And just so you know, I have everything that's on your computer, everything, so make sure you come and see me. A little taster's just dropping into your boyfriend's inbox right now. I'll be in touch with the police at the time. Ciao.
Don't look at it.
What's on your Mac you don't want me to see?
Give me your phone and let me look first. Whatever it is, it's private. Let me decide.
Okay.
What's your passcode again?
My birthday. Is it there?
Yeah, there's an email.
What is it?
It's a picture of me. An old picture.
Right.
I'm going to delete it.
Why? What is it?
Why do you want to know?
Because it's on my phone.
It's a picture of me and an old boyfriend.
Doing what?
Do you want to see it?
No.
Then it doesn't matter, does it?
No. Delete it.
The guy in the picture liked that kind of thing. He liked to take pictures of us together, and I quite liked it at the time. But there was a condition.
He had to take the memory card from his camera and download them onto my Mac, and then I deleted them all from his camera. That was the deal. We looked at them together. He liked that. I did. But I didn't want him having them. I thought no one would ever see them except him and me. I don't know why, I just didn't delete them from my hard drive when I stopped seeing him. I suppose there's like a lot of shit you have on your computer, you just forget it's there. Of course I went to meet him, the man in the balaclava. He wanted me to meet him in Green Park, just right out in the open. I don't mind admitting it. I had a kitchen knife in my coat pocket.
Jenny?
It's you?
And?
You're a kid! You're a bloody kid!
Don't attract attention!
What do you want?
I noticed the Polish case.
I don't know how that can be. It's private.
I found out.
What, exactly?
Don't talk to me like that. I'll ruin your life.
You won't. You want something from me.
I moved $350,000 from a bank in Bangladesh yesterday. It went to Singapore and then through New York, Jersey, and then into the Bank of Cyprus. There were four of us with 9 phones and 2 machines. They don't even know the money's gone yet, and you think I can't ruin your life? I like the pictures.
Shit, you're disgusting!
Okay, okay, okay!
Leave me alone!
I need to tell you about my sister.
Ugh, go on then, just piss off.
She was my twin.
Was?
Harriet. Her name was Harriet. She disappeared on a school trip to Poland 5 years ago. She's never been found. Her knickers were found in the woods. She was dead. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. I'm scared they're going to find me.
Who?
The sick people.
What people?
What they did to your cat, they do to children, and worse. Find Bernadette Howe. She's a solicitor like you. She knows more than anyone about that sick man. She'll try and help you.
Who are you?
Ian Fanshawe. My sister was Harriet Fanshawe. Make sure it all comes out in court.
You do understand family cases are heard in private.
What?
But it's not a criminal trial.
But the judge will hear.
Yeah, and so will the social worker. And what do you think they'll do?
But they have to do something.
They may just dismiss it as a pack of lies. What do you honestly think they'll do?
Bernadette Howe will help you. She'll give you what you need.
Well,
I know it's a lot to take in.
I'd say.
I know.
What have the police said?
They seem to think it's just bad luck.
Bad luck? Yeah.
Apparently the chap from Counter-Terrorism Command that paid me a visit doesn't exist. Anyway, I'm reassured it's been passed upstairs.
You seem calmer.
Just stuff on the internet. Bernadette Howe. She's got her own blog.
What kind of stuff?
Stuff about the New World Order. Stuff about VIP rings. Stuff about surveillance. Stuff about David Kelly and Princess Diana. Stuff about David Icke.
David Icke?
She doesn't have a phone, apparently. She lives in a village in Hertfordshire. That's what Ian Fanshawe told me. She apparently has information about Violetta's father and like-minded men, powerful men he's connected to across Europe, in Russia, America, here.
Why do you want to go?
Why not?
Well, I don't think we can use any of this. You do know that. We'll sound crackpot.
I get that.
I do believe you.
That's important.
What are we going to do about Maria's statement?
What do you mean?
It needs to be filed.
She stands by the allegation she's made about her husband.
Oh, she's willful.
She says she's absolutely certain he poses a danger to Violetta and to other children.
But she doesn't accuse him of harming Violetta?
No.
And she doesn't have any evidence?
Well, there's very vague stuff about men coming and going at night.
I see.
She's going large on his vague job in the Foreign Ministry.
But it's just an allegation.
She says he has a collection of pictures.
What kind of pictures?
Of young girls.
What kind?
Pictures of young girls playing on their bikes with dolls. She says they're rather innocent.
At this rate, the judge will think she's mad and send her daughter back to Poland. She's going to sound like a crank.
I know.
We're going to sound like utter cranks.
I know, but
she doesn't need to make these allegations to strengthen her case.
I know.
The pictures of the bruising are enough.
I agree.
Violetta witnessed the beating. She made a statement. She's devoted to her mother and fearful of her father.
I've taken instructions from Maria and she wants the allegations in the statement. I can't twist her arm. She says if we don't want the unsavory allegations about her husband and young girls in, she'll make them to the social worker in person anyway. And she's happy to reiterate them under cross-examination, even if you don't raise them in the examination in chief.
If we accept all that's happened is true...
Which it is.
...and all this harassment is because of the Polish case and shutting up Maria, if she makes these allegations, then Maria will eventually come to harm.
It's very worrying.
I doubt very much Violetta's father is orchestrating this.
Well, how can you be sure?
Because it makes no sense for him to stir things up in this way. There's no advantage for his case.
No, I think we should just tell the truth. We should expose him for what he is.
If there's any evidence.
Well, Bernadette Howe is our best hope.
She's a crank.
We'll see.
I doubt very much she has much to offer us except some wild conjecture. If Maria makes these allegations, the judge will start to think she's a crank.
The truth should out.
And if the judge thinks Maria's crazy and her sober-suited and no doubt charming husband is telling the truth...
We should tell the truth.
We should put evidence before the court that will most likely secure the best possible outcome for our client.
Fine.
Draft the statement as she instructed. Put everything in, all the allegations, and then send it to me. I'll talk to Maria once I've read it and had a think.
Okay, fine.
What about you?
I want to understand why all this has happened to me.
If that's what you want, Jenny, I think you'll be sorely disappointed.
I emailed Bernadette Howe. I'm going to see her. I think life teaches you sometimes that life's too much. What you see and what you hear and what you read and what you discover is all too much. And I don't think any life can bear too much despair or malice. No life can bear too much reality. And I'm happy to look away, I really am. And sometimes it really does just fine to disappear into a bottle of red wine, but you can't unknow what you know, can you? It's always there. And sometimes you feel it on the back of your neck. That thing's eyes falling on you. And you know it'll never go away unless you turn and face it.
Hello? Miss Howe? Hello, Bernadette?
I'm afraid Miss Howe isn't here.
Where is she?
Who knows?
Who are you?
Let's say I'm a friend to you.
A friend?
Call me Lev.
I must say, I don't feel the love.
May I offer some advice?
Feel free.
Maria will win her case. Violetta won't go back to Poland.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
It's a shame her father pursued the matter.
That's his prerogative.
Well, we did our best to persuade him.
I'm sure you did.
He has friends in high places.
I gather.
So do we.
I'm sure.
But you know the love of a father for his daughter.
What do you want?
Maria doesn't need to make allegations.
It's you.
Really? She
doesn't. You've been harassing me.
I'm sorry about your cat.
You utter, utter cruel
shit. Some people don't know where the line
should
fall. I can only apologize. Some people are amateurs.
What do you want?
That's all.
Will you leave me alone now?
Oh, it wasn't all us. You should understand this.
Really?
Yes, your boys in Thames House are as interested as us in the outcome of the Polish case.
When will you leave me alone?
Who can say?
And what if I do everything in my power to ensure Violetta's mother...
As I say, who can say what
shit.
Happens next?
You utter shit.
I hope you didn't bring the kitchen knife. We were so happy you left things at a little slap with the Fanshawe boy. He has great spirit, but is young. He'll get into trouble.
You were watching.
Everyone's watched.
You followed me to him.
Oh, you make it easy. Your people make it all easy.
How?
You live your life online, Jenny. In email, on your phone. Start chatting to people in person, like we are now. Then you make things harder for someone like me.
Just get to it.
Maria won't make the wild allegations. Violetta's father will go back to Poland with his tail between his legs. He can see his daughter in the holidays. Then it's over.
But he poses a serious risk.
Now, let me tell you something about that man.
All ears.
You don't seem so scared now.
I'm not. I've done nothing wrong. I'm only doing my job.
What? Coming to see an old witch like Bernadette. She knows nothing. She's an internet crank.
She said she had evidence.
Bernadette Howe has nothing to add.
Where is she?
She's sleeping.
She's sleeping.
What do you think you're doing here? Your government can announce all the billions of pounds investment it likes in cybersecurity, but do you think it can touch us? Do you think if we can help win an election in supposedly the most powerful nation on earth, an old paranoid fool like Bernadette Howe and a silly boy grieving for his sister poses a problem? Do you think you pose us a problem? Do you, Jenny?
I don't know. You seem to have gone to a lot of trouble.
I want to help you. I feel for you.
You feel for me?
It's not your fault. How could you know what you stepped in? Do you think we're devoid of morals? Let me tell you about Violetta's father. He's not a nice man. And he's not healthy. He smokes, he drinks, he's too fond of his food. He loves Bigosh. A true patriot. I don't know how many summer holidays Violetta will spend with her father.
I beg your pardon?
Well, you know, his heart isn't so strong.
I beg your pardon?
You know, a gross, fat man like that, he can just drop down dead. Heart attack. Stroke. We all know these facts. Personally, I don't think that this time next year Violetta's father will be with us. To me, when I see this man, he is already dead.
And what about Harriet Fanshawe?
It was very sad that little girl disappeared. It's every parent's nightmare.
You're protecting him. You're protecting others.
We've been unhappy with, shall we say, his disgusting habits for some time. Things aren't so easy between my country and his country now, but $18 billion in trade between Russia and Poland is still big bucks. Now, some people in his country, they don't want to do business with us anymore, and our friend, he smooths things over for us. He has friends in many places, the government, NATO, in economic affairs. A man like that can help us. He can help many people. And we can remind him sometimes we can help him.
You're blackmailing him.
No.
Blackmailing him and protecting him.
No. With him, there's a wealth of compromise. But life is more subtle than this. You see, a powerful man like that, he's useful to a lot of people, to us, to your country, and other countries. He's useful. And the Polish people are very nervous these days. He calms fears. He's been very useful to us for many years. He'll be useful to us for another 6 months.
Six? What do you mean, 6 months?
I'm kind to you. I feel sorry for you. I feel you deserve an explanation.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
At one time, a man like that was even more precious for the maskirovka to come, if it comes. But like most things in life, he isn't so useful forever. At one time, such a man as this listened to us. We advised him that we will help him see his daughter, but this man is fond of his daughter, and he wants his daughter at home in Poland. And he doesn't listen to us anymore. He puts his trust in an English court. He doesn't trust his old friends anymore. Now, this is his wish. But, Jenny, we don't want a man like that in my country, running to us for help, looking to his old friends for a new home, for protection, because he ignores us and chooses to go to the courts. And, of course, unpalatable facts emerge, you know. We don't want him looking at our children. Snowden, yes, he's very welcome. But a man like Violetta's father? No. We're not animals.
I won't let this go.
I feel pity for you. Perhaps things got out of hand. But this has to be the end of things. You and your boyfriend, Oliver, is funny. You know, women throw themselves at him, but he's so loyal to you. I've seen it with my own eyes. He's so principled, a good man. I'm glad you patched things up. And maybe we help along the way there.
You leave my boyfriend out of this.
No. I guess you'll be moving in together now. And maybe next year you'll get married, and who knows, Jenny, maybe before too long, you'll have children. They're everything, aren't they? Your children. But sometimes a mother or a father can't be there all the time. That's one of life's hard lessons. Mommy and Daddy can't watch their precious children 24 hours a day. Not like we can. So this is why we take some conversations, like this one, to the grave.
I see.
It's been a great pleasure meeting with you, Jenny Lomas. I like you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Anna. And you, Jenny.
We do our best.
From the bottom of my heart, and I know Violetta does too.
Well, I just hope you can relax and get on with life now.
I'm so glad I took your advice, Anna.
That's what we're here for.
I was surprised they folded at second hearing.
The social worker's report was unequivocal. His counsel's no fool. Of course they folded. Why on earth would anyone with half a brain seek a contested final hearing when the social worker makes a report like that? You did the right thing listening to me, Maria.
Thank you. Doesn't he look awful, Violetta's father? Don't you think? He's so fat. Oh, so gross. Seeing him at court, I don't know what I saw in him now. He smokes, he drinks. Oh, he's far too fond of his food. He loves bigosh. Have you ever had it? It's Polish hunter stew. He absolutely loves it. You know, a gross fat man like that, I think one day he's just going to drop down dead.
Drop down dead?
Are you okay, Jenny?
I'm fine.
Jenny?
I'm tired, actually. I think I might go home.
Here's to it all being over.
Yeah.
I'm just so glad it's all over.
Yeah.
Jenny?
What?
It's done now. Let it go.
I've moved in with Oliver, and I think we will get married. I've made a decision about it, the past. I've decided never to talk about any of it to him again.
And why is that?
Because there's no point.
Why do you say that?
Because I can tell already he started to think it wasn't quite real.
But you say it was.
Do you believe me?
It's not a question of whether I believe you or not. You're telling me, and I accept it's what you're saying happened.
But do you believe me?
I believe you believe that all these things happened to you.
You know Ian Fanshawe's in prison in Singapore now?
Yes.
It's online. You can read about it. Anyone can. Do you believe me? I look on the internet all the time.
All the time?
Doesn't everyone?
How much time would you say you spend looking on the internet?
In general?
Each day?
A couple of hours.
At this material?
Yes.
Because it makes it real?
And I need to know what happened to me.
What do you think would happen if you stopped Googling?
Stop Googling?
Yes. Stop Googling.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Maybe I'd stop believing it all happened to me too.
And let's just explore this for a moment. What would that do?
I told you that Bernadette Howe was found hanged in her bedroom. And that Violetta's father had a heart attack outside the embassy. The first summer he came to spend time with his daughter in London. It's all true.
In Jenny Lomas, Jenny was played by Amanda Hale, Oliver by Max Bennett, Anna by Monica Dolan, and Lev by Peter Sullivan. Maria was Sansha McCormack, Christos Peter Polycarpou, Ian Sam Clement, Carl David Sturziker, and the therapist Chetna Pandya. Jenny Lomas was written by David Eldridge and directed by Sally Avens.
You can find more recent editions of Drama on 3 to listen to on the BBC Radio 3 website. And next week, at the same time, Franz Kafka's classic The Trial, adapted and updated by Mark Ravenhill. The Process, that's our Drama on 3 next Sunday evening at the same time, 9 o'clock.
Hello, I'm Donald McLeod, presenter of Composer of the Week. And over the years, I think I've picked up a few tips on how to be a composer. Firstly, always know who you are.
The thing that people react to most are that I'm not dead, I'm alive, and I don't have a beard, you know.
Flexibility is key. My subject this week was a gardener, translator, theorist, poet, entrepreneur, and an early technology geek. But the most important thing is integrity.
Donald, I tried for years to sell out, but no one was buying.
Composer of the Week. Discover a different composer every week. Mondays to Fridays at noon, or listen online here on BBC Radio 3.
And tomorrow, Donald.